Ms. Mujuru has been under siege following First Lady Grace Mugabe's call to her husband to court Baby Dambuye at the party's congress next week, alleging she is corrupt, inept, and was plotting to remove Mr. Mugabe from office at the beginning of the year. No one would have written the script that continues to unfold in ZANU-PF, especially that Ms. Mujuru would fail to gain a seat on the party's powerful organ, the Central Committee. Ms. Mugabe has urged Ms. Mujuru during a so-called Meet the People rally to apologize to her husband for her alleged transgressions. Now it appears her fate is all but sealed, with Mr. Mugabe expected to appoint his deputies at next week's Congress. But according to the ZANU-PF Constitution, Mr. Mugabe can still appoint her to the party's Central Committee, with some arguing President Mugabe will try to keep Ms. Mujuru close despite dumping her from the vice presidency. But many city residents told Studio 7 this is unlikely, given that Ms. Mujuru, who until recently was tipped to succeed President Robert Mugabe, has been accused of plotting to oust him from office. Harare resident Richard Ndibate says, with what the First Lady has been saying, it will be a tough time for President Mugabe to appoint Ms. Mujuru.
It's going to be a very difficult or maybe a delicate balancing act for President Robert Mugabe, because he has his wife to contend with at home, on whom I think now, as a 90-year-old, he is relying upon, particularly in the governance of the country. And he calls for Mujuru to be baby-dumped, to use their language, could be like a family chat that was it, discussed at home.
Jeffrey Moyo says even if Ms. Mujuru is appointed, she will return to the Central Committee a weaker politician.
It is possible that Mugabe may consider Mujuru, but at the same time, he will be knowing that he has managed to weaken your position. He has managed to get rid of all the other officials who were sympathizing with him in the party.
Mm-hmm. Ms. Mujuru lost her seat in the Central Committee after her home province of Mashonaland Central declined a nomination, saying it did not want to be associated with anyone facing charges of trying to topple the president. Several of her allies around the country have also fallen by the wayside. While others sympathize with Ms. Mujuru, others like this one resident who declined to be named said she was also partly responsible for the serious economic problems Zimbabwe is facing.
I don't sympathize with Ms. Mujuru because she's part of the ZANU-PF, she's been eating with the ZANU-PF, she's one of the major contributors to this poverty and these challenges we are facing as a nation. So whatever is going to happen to her, that's it. I don't sympathize with her.
Asked whether they thought ZANU-PF could split as a result of the ongoing problems, many residents felt Ms. Mujuru and her allies should not leave ZANU-PF as they risk worse persecution if they pulled out.
No, I don't think so. I think it's just a matter of just dropping out those unruly elements and keeping the part of the people who are committed.
The state has been accusing Ms. Mujuru of involvement in shady deals as calls for her ouster from a faction alleged led by a rival for the president in ZANU-PF led by Justice Mnangagwa grew louder. The Mnangagwa faction currently seems to be enjoying the support of the First Family, with Mnangagwa himself tipped to take over as one of the country's vice presidents after next week's Congress. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.